Working well with your corporate peers, the basics for beginners. This post is because not only is my own son solidly working his way up the corporate ladder, but I have been lucky enough to recently do work experience with some new starters in the corporate world and felt that the tips I gave them would work well written down. Ever notice how some people treat their co-workers like one-dimensional obstacles rather than human beings on the same team? It's more common than you'd think. Yet, in most professional settings, you need the help of peers, managers, and subject matter experts to get things done. Here are a few foundational tips to ensure you build strong, collaborative relationships with those around you, without resorting to office politics or generally being unprofessional. 1. Don't build empires. What does empire building look like? It's when someone hoards responsibilities, people, and power to climb the corporate ladder at any cost. Sure, it might seem like a fast track to the top, but it usually backfires in the long run. Why avoid it? People will notice if you're grabbing for power or credit, and they'll start throwing up roadblocks. A lot of energy that should go toward delivering results ends up wasted on infighting. Better approach: show that you're there to deliver on your tasks and goals, not to trample others. Collaboration is more sustainable and garners respect. 2. Publicly acknowledge help. Why is this important? When you're working across departments, you'll rely on others for information, extra resources, or simply the benefit of their expertise. If someone helps you, be vocal about it. How to do it? At the next team meeting, in reports, or in a conversation with your manager, highlight the support you received. This makes your colleagues feel valued and more likely to help again. Bonus benefit. You won't come across as someone who takes all the credit. Instead, you'll earn a reputation as a team player who appreciates contributions from others. 3. Keep a fair tally of favors. In some places, like in England, there's a social custom of buying rounds of drinks instead of everyone just buying their own. People mentally keep track of whose turn it is. The same principle applies in the workplace when it comes to favors. What this means, if you receive help, be prepared to return the favor down the line. Why it matters. No one likes a freeloader. If you only take and never give, you'll quickly gain a reputation for being self-serving, and people will be less inclined to support you in the future. Final thoughts. Working effectively with your peers isn't just about delivering projects on time, it's about fostering an environment where people genuinely want to help each other succeed. By avoiding empire building, openly acknowledging the help you receive, and keeping fair tabs on favors, you'll cultivate relationships that propel everyone forward. At the end of the day, it's wins all round.